Ann Arbor's Doug Mervis sold Stonebridge Golf Club last year, and ever since then, he's been floating through life. Now, you may think this is a guy who had a golf course. What's he going to do in retirement? Maybe he's going to golf a lot more. Oh, no. Well, maybe he is doing that, but let me tell you, he couldn't possibly have time now because he's been floating through life. He's gone viral for his Floating is Life videos, where he ranks his float experiences throughout the world with the help of his wife, Kim. Take a look.
All I want to do the rest of my life is float. 24/7 if I could. I just love it. I don't know what the issue is or why it's so soothing. I'd love commentary on that. But anyway, I'm going to give this a 7.5, which is a really good score for floating. I've got partly cloudy skies, which if it was clear, the rating would be a little higher. The water, I'm not a big fan of bays, but the beauty of the scenery in this bay is good, because usually bays don't have good waves. This actually has some pretty decent waves, and it's because it's very deep. So that doesn't penalize it too much. I also am pretty happy with the color of the water, although I'd like it a lot clearer. The island's very nice, nice people, beautiful scenery. Like I said, if it was sunny, we'd be even better. Waves could be just a touch bigger. Sometimes they're too big, but we don't have enough. But overall, this isn't bad. I'd recommend coming to this place.
I feel more relaxed just listening to those waves coming up and you commentary. That was in the Caribbean.
That was in the Caribbean, yeah. That was in Tortola, that one was, yeah.
How did all of this start for you, Doug?
Well, we kind of did this as a kind of fun for our kids and close friends. We decided, well, you know, I've been light floating for years. I love floating. And people say, what's wrong with that guy?
Him,
yeah. I float for hours in pools, even, you know. And so we thought, oh, it'd be kind of fun to do a, you know, kind of a rating system thing. And so we started doing it last winter when we went on a few cruises. And just the other day, about 2 weeks ago, Kim was just goofing around with that particular clip. And she put it on the Instagram, and it just went viral. It went crazy. And people are using that, all I want to do is float the rest of my life 24/7, in advertisements and in other Instagram posts with my voice.
When did you realize, Kim, that this has gone viral? What triggered it for you?
I posted it on a Friday night, and I woke up the next morning. I don't do Instagram a whole lot. And so I saw this like red dot in the bottom where that air, and I'm like, what is this red dot? And I pushed, I'm like, Doug, we have messages. And there was a couple companies that wanted to send him product for his next float. We got ice cream from Ice Cream for Bears. We got a float from Buoy Bed. We have Leisure Hydration Drink.
Oh, my goodness. This is wild.
Yeah.
And so how do you broker those deals then? I mean, they're just sending it to you?
It's not a deal. They're just sending us stuff to use because they hope that we'll use it on our thing.
And people will see it.
Yeah. We're not at that point now where we're making any money on this or anything, but it's just fun. It's just fun it was kind of just random that it happened. I mean, it was, you know, it was just random.
Okay. So you have done this in what? Rivers, lakes?
Rivers, lakes, yeah. Pools, different.
Bays, different, oceans.
Ocean's my favorite.
I can't believe it's your favorite because I am scared to death for you. What about sharks?
Yeah, I don't really think about that. We try to go to places. places that there's a lot of people on the shore, and you figure someone's going to say something if they're
no,
sharks.
No. That's when. But your legs are already gone.
Yeah,
at that point.
True. That's,
you know,
true. I guess it's just, you know, life's random. But no, I don't. I guess I don't. I'm not going that far.
You know, the funniest part though, that I couldn't imagine this. You had one of the two of you. You were taping him, Kim, mm-hmm. And we could see Doug walking. So it's from, you see him from behind, and he's carrying the gear. Okay?
Oh, right. Yeah,
he's got all the gear.
Yeah.
And he's walking and walking. And I'm like, where is this man walking? It looked beautiful where you were until you finally came to this beach, and it was populated. You had people at the beach. And then I see you blowing up your float. I couldn't believe you blow it up with your mouth.
Yeah.
You don't bring an air pump?
No, because they're not that big, so it's pretty easy to do.
Well, when we travel, we have to pack light.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So. I've got a little air pump for $10 if you want it.
Yeah.
It works beautifully. I couldn't believe that part
of
it.
That was funny.
Yeah, that was
funny.
And so describe what your floaty looks like. Do you have one? Do you have multiple?
There's about two or three that I like.
Oh, there are.
We have the one that's kind of a seat that you saw in that particular.
Your feet are dangling in that.
On that one is the hammock, though, I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's the viral one's a hammock. It's like a hammock where you actually lay, you have a cushion and, and under your legs.
Yeah.
And that's my favorite. That's for ocean because you can really just kind of go for a long time.
Yeah.
And then we had this more standard type float that was more of a chair, you know, and I used those for years when I was in pools and things like that.
Did you have any qualms about putting him out there in all his glory?
I have a good life insurance policy.
Oh, nice. Yeah, that's funny.
I mean, you don't seem to care. You know, most of us are hiding on the beach, and you're just out
there.
Well,
yeah, and it's kind of funny because probably the old Doug a long time ago would have cared. I don't know. He just seemed to seem not to care as much.
Isn't that true? I don't know how old the two of you are, but I'm going to be 65 this year, and I'll tell you, there's nothing more beautiful than getting old and really not caring.
Not caring as much, that's true.
You know, you come into your own and you don't care about what people think anymore.
Yeah. You got, and it took me, I wish I'd done that a long time ago.
Yeah, I do too. You could have enjoyed life a lot more, right?
Exactly. Yeah. So.
What is it about floating? What does it do for your headspace?
I don't know. Just for some reason for me, it just puts me in this calm space. And people even laugh because I'm not really listening to music. And they'll say, how can you be out there for 2 hours and not –
2 hours?
Sometimes 2 hours at a time. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, you have a tolerant wife.
Yeah. She's actually happy because she just hangs out on her.
I sit on the beach.
She sits on the beach.
Do you float too, Kim?
I do float when I have to be really hot, though. He'll go in the water when it's, you know,
cold too.
Very cold. There's a video of him getting in Devil's Lake like at the beginning of the season, and it was pretty cold. That's a funny video.
Did you have plans after you sold before you sold Stonebridge what your life was going to be like in retirement?
Not at all, because that kind of happened. We didn't see that coming.
I didn't see it coming.
No,
I didn't.
We weren't really planning on selling it, and we had a really good buyer that came in. And
Are they?
They own Northville Hills. They're a really good company, nice people out of St. Paul.
What's the name?
Wilson Golf Group, and they're just really nice people, family out of St. Paul that owns a few courses, and it just lined up, and we wanted to get out because our daughters don't want to get involved in the business, and there was no...
How old are they now?
They're 29 and 31. Oh, it's hard to believe.
While you were sitting in the lobby, you sent me a photo
of Madison when she was like kindergarten.
2003, you said it was. I was doing a remote, I think, at Stonebridge.
Yeah. Doing
I couldn't believe
the
photo.
Chamber. Yeah, it's chamber,
that was really sweet. Yeah, I can't believe she's all grown up.
Yeah.
Now. Of course, we're as young as ever. So.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
so you this came by quickly. And did they have the same sensibility, Wilson, as you did for how you ran that course?
Just that. And they were just really nice people. Yeah. And so we said, God, we got to do it because we want to sell in the next 5 years. And so it just worked out. So, I had no plans. Kind of just boom. Got three. It was like one day there, one day not, because they didn't keep us on, which we both mutually agreed that wasn't the way to go. So we've kind of had this year of kind of, I say I'm going to do something. What am I going to do? Am I going to consult for other golf courses, or am I going to, go back to wealth management, which I did a long time ago? It's not. Really
I'd forgotten that.
It's not really practical to do that. So, so this just kind of was for fun, and I who knows if this even, but it's fun. It's fun, and I decided to take some time off from the golf course. That was a lot of work. I mean, the two of us.
Oh, you guys poured your heart and soul into it. And Kim, you really did an incredible job with all of the weddings and events that you were hosting inside Stonebridge Golf Club.
Yeah, we didn't really enjoy summer because we were always so busy 7 days a week with either golf, weddings, events.
Yeah.
So we're finally enjoying our summer and floating is the answer.
So it's the answer right now.
And you still live on Stonebridge.
We still live out there. Yeah.
And so how often are you traveling then with the floating?
Really not a ton. I mean, we went on 4 cruises in the winter.
Okay.
And then we went to Italy in May. And other than that, we haven't really traveled that much. We've been using the lake and different places. We went on the Huron River the other day. And we're going to start going to different places to do more floating.
We've had a lot of offers for people in our new community that offered us to come visit them and float there.
How fun is that, though?
Yeah, it's fun. Yeah, and I think we will start going to more places.
I'm surprised you didn't put a pool in at Stonebridge all those years.
Well, the thing is, it being a public course, those are so expensive.
Yeah.
I should have, but.
How long did you own Stonebridge?
25 years.
Oh, a long time. Yeah. How did that happen for you, Doug?
Well, that was just a random thing. I was working for another random thing in my life that just kind of hit. No, seriously. I think my life's just full of these random changes. I was working for KeyBank and Wealth Management, and then my former business partner said, hey, we should buy this course because he was running the U of M course, and we ended up buying it. And then, you know, then it's like, oh my God. So that was kind of the same thing. What are you doing? You know,
you just go along for the ride with him.
I do.
How did the two of you meet?
At University of Michigan.
Yeah. Art fair.
We both went to Michigan. And
really?
Yeah.
And did you know right away that this was the man for you?
I did.
Yeah. And you?
Yeah. I think so. Yeah, we both were just like, yeah, it was like.
We just celebrated 37 years.
Oh, congratulations. So. Yeah, beautiful. Yeah. And where are you from originally?
I'm from Grosse Pointe, Michigan.
And how about you, Doug?
Springfield, Ohio.
Oh, you're kidding.
Where they eat dogs and cats. Remember when Trump said
So you came up here for school then?
Yeah, I came up for school.
And what is your degree in?
I'm in econ and poli sci, and then I went to law school actually too. I went Case Western, but I don't practice. I practice. I'm licensed in Ohio, but
how interesting.
That's why I worked in wealth management.
Never knew that before.
Yeah, well, nobody would say, if he's a lawyer, there's no way that guy's a knucklehead floating. He must have gotten dropped on his head. So no one believes that. I'll have people say, what? You have a law degree?
I'm shocked at that. I never heard that before. Kim, what about you?
I had a degree in statistics and psychology, and when I followed him to law school at Case Western, I decided I might as well get a degree too, so I have an MBA in marketing.
Oh, you
but
too.
Back then, marketing was not social media and all the things it is now. So.
Right.
And she's the brains behind this whole thing. I mean, I'm not, she's doing all this work behind the scenes to get this.
Yeah.
And she'll probably, I mean, she's such a workhorse, like with the weddings and stuff, she's relentless. She's just going to keep working this, which is really
this
cool.
This is your thing now.
Yeah. Well, I used to play games on my phone, and now I say I'm playing my Instagram game.
Yeah. Well, and she always says, you know, you're not doing anything. I said, well, I'm the talent. So, you know, you don't have this unless you got me.
So. All right. So, Kim, give some advice to people out there who want to go viral. I mean, this was just a happenstance thing for you, but do you have any concrete things you can tell people what they should do?
I have no idea.
it was that goofy thing. I want to float, you know, and it just like, it just happened to spread, and then it was.
So, how many followers do you have from that, or how many times has that?
So, when we started 3 weeks ago, we had maybe like a couple dozen, and then we're almost up to 7,000 followers, and Doug's viral video is almost up to 1 million views.
Yeah.
How does that feel to know people are seeing you?
I don't know. It's hard to conceptualize. I mean, I didn't really do a lot of social media myself, so it's really kind of. Seems like a virtual reality world, you know, like kind of a different world out there. So I don't know. I really can't quantify.
Wow.
It, you know?
It's been so fun reading the comments because people are funny and kind, and I respond to every comment and tell Doug about them. And
cool.
there's a lot of ladies out there that like to float. So I don't know.
Well, good thing they've got to go through the wife.
Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah, she's going to control.
We're talking with Kim and Doug Mervis, former owners of Stonebridge Golf Club. And in retirement, he's become the float king now, and she's the mastermind behind it, making him go viral, but not because she was trying to. It just happened a few weeks ago. And you are listening to Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY. Where do you think you can take this? You mentioned that you've got products coming in now from people that want them to be showcased on your float Instagram page. And by the way, people can access you on Facebook as well.
Yeah.
Facebook, most of it's I haven't really pushed Facebook
Instagram
too much.
Floating is life.
Don't, when you post on Instagram, though, there's a way for it to automatically go on your Facebook.
Yeah, I just started doing that. Okay. Instagram is kind of where all of our followers, our community is.
People.
But
okay.
We also have a TikTok, Floating is Life, and Instagram, Floating is Life. But Instagram.
And you hadn't done any of this before?
Oh, I did the Instagram, Facebook for our Stonebridge account.
Okay.
And so I knew how to post. And
can you imagine if you had him floating out on the golf course all those years ago?
Yeah. Like... In the E. coli from the geese.
Yeah. Oh, Doug.
The funny thing was on the last interview we had with Fox 35 Orlando.
That was out of Orlando.
Yeah, that was weird.
They asked Doug, like, how easy is it? What do you recommend? Doug goes, oh, it's so easy. You know, Instagram, you just pull it up and it's so
kind.
Yeah,
she was like seething on the other side.
The other day, a story came up and they go, how come this person's stealing my content? I go, Doug, that's her story. Well, what's that?
The plan is to, we want to do a cruise where we book the cruise for people because Kim has her license for travel.
Oh, wow.
And so we're going to do a Floating is Life cruise.
Like, what a great idea.
Not the whole cruise ship, but we're going to have a group of people. Yeah, and then I'll take people to different beaches on the stops and we'll float. So that's kind of what we were talking about doing even before
float
that.
Float and mass, you know?
Yeah, but we'll have like a kind of a fun group and people can go on the cruise. So that's one thing we're looking at doing.
Oh,
so.
What a great idea.
And that was even before we were going to do the Instagram thing we were thinking about because we had met some people on cruises that do – concepts like that.
Well, okay, so how do you take it from getting free product to actually signing endorsements? Do you guys have any concept on that?
We're looking for a little bit bigger level
and then things start opening up.
So we'll see. You're on 1290 WLBY today in the Lucy Ann Lance show, so who knows?
That's right. Yeah.
Heaven's gates are about to open. This is wild.
Yeah, it's fun.
What are you hearing from your friends?
I think people, they're not phased by it because they know I'm kind of crazy. So I think our close friends think it's, my daughter, she's an OBGYN resident and she's all the residents are following me and stuff. She's like,
what does your other daughter do?
Our other daughter's in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, and she's very good at this stuff and she's been giving us a lot of good advice.
She actually designed our logo that we're going to be putting on hats and shirts.
So she's really cool about that. So she's actually probably knows more about it than we do. Yeah.
There's something that's even more overarching to all of this, and that is this idea we take life so seriously. Mm-hmm. We're constantly trying to get things done, and no one takes time just to relax anymore. It's very hard to do, especially in a 24/7 world. We were just talking about this on the air last week on our show. And I think, you are the embodiment of the antithesis of what I just talked about, of relaxing and enjoying. I can't tell you the last time I just floated in a pool, much less the ocean.
Right.
And if I did, it wouldn't be for 2 hours. I know I would tell myself I didn't have that kind of time. So talk a little bit about the importance of that.
Yeah, I think it is. And I think people need to relax and be calm about life. And people would get along, I think, a lot better. One thing I noticed 2 years ago, we went to the NFL draft in Detroit. And I couldn't believe there was 600,000 people there and everybody was getting along because everybody was calm and thinking about the Lions. And it's kind of like that with the floating, too. I mean, people, you talk about this stuff, it's all benign, it's very calm. And, it's a great thing. I mean, it's just,
There's one common interest among all these people. Which is really cool. Right. I didn't really realize how many other floaters were out there.
There is a danger, though, because the bigger it gets, the more like a job it becomes.
Yeah, that's true.
How will you protect yourself so that you still enjoy floating?
Well, I'll still enjoy it, and Kim will do all the work. So, no, I'm kidding.
Gotta have a good woman.
No. You're right. We'll see. I mean, who knows? But you're right. That could be a problem, I guess.
Wow, that's great. Well, retirement life is becoming much more exciting.
For the last couple of weeks, we'll see. Hopefully, I'm not the one-hit wonder, whatever they say.
Do you still have time to golf?
We don't golf that much anymore.
You don't?
It kind of was funny. It's kind of like the cook in the kitchen when we were there.
Yeah.
We were there so much that it got less and less, and then we started boating a lot. We have a boat. It's sad to say, I liked golf a lot. I didn't buy that business because I had to have a golf course. That was a random thing that happened. So, no, we're not really golfing much.
So we heard a little in the clip about what you like when you are floating and what the perfect environment would be. Give us a little bit more.
Yeah, the perfect environment is somewhere like in a Caribbean type setting or, a tropical type setting with beautiful views and a nice, decent wave, not too big, 85 degrees, clear type skies.
What prevents you from floating all the way out into the ocean too far?
You do have to paddle a little bit and keep...
You got
to
stay away.
Yeah, but the ocean will bring you back in on the waves if you don't go that far out, and you'll kind of glide down whatever way the wind's going. So yeah, you have to keep an eye on...
Kim, do you ever say, Doug, come back?
Yeah, a couple times she said, where did he go? And then she was looking, but...
I mostly know that he's out there, you know, he's diligent.
Yeah, I'm pretty safe about it, and it's not like you're going way out. I'm not going farther than probably 50 to 100 yards, if that.
I'd still be worried about those sharks.
Yeah. And a lot of times you're in these bays, too, on these islands. And the waves, and that's not as good because the waves aren't as good for me.
But it keeps you in.
But that you don't really go anywhere. Yeah.
But the sharks.
I guess I should be thinking about that.
Maybe I shouldn't say anything.
No, I don't know. We've been on lots of trips, lots of things I've never heard of happening. So I guess.
All right. So we've got two people in their 20s here in our studio today. Is this something you guys could endeavor to do one day when you retire? Is this a goal that you have now, Derek?
1,000%. That's why it's blown up like it has. It's so everyone wants to be in that mindset and just float and enjoy life.
It was funny. We went to the Huron River and even did that. They have those little cascade things. And this little girl was looking at me, staring at me. I thought, what's this girl doing? She's probably like 10. She goes, hey, Grandpa. And I would have posted that, but I didn't want to put a kid on
get out there. That's funny.
Instagram, but I was like, what? It was like ooh, a
and
dagger.
You still have your hair and it's brown. She's talking about.
But it was really funny. That was like a big blow. But anyway.
Mila, what about you? Is this something you'd like to do?
Well, yeah, I live on a lake now, so I have a day off. I'm floating out.
Oh, nice.
Oh, she's already living the life. Oh, I like that. Well, see, that's a smart girl then. Yeah.
You know, they said in Florida it's really catching on. That's why Orlando 35 picked up on this. This is a big craze, people talking about floating. It's like a big, big thing. So,
amazing.
And they can't float anywhere other than the ocean because of alligators. See, there you can't go in a lake.
Oh, yeah, that would top sharks any day of the week.
So there's no floating in lakes and stuff over there.
Yeah.
So.
I don't even know what they're thinking being in a lake in Florida.
Yeah, I wouldn't either,
Well, I love you two so much, and it's so great to catch up with you again. And thank you so much for what you've
done
for our community during the 25 years at Stonebridge Golf Club, and it continues and doing great.
Yeah, it's doing great. They're great people.
New ownership, and your life is continuing and doing great, and even more so. Going viral on Instagram. People, look it up. It's Floating is Life.
Yep.
Floating is Life. You will see Doug Mervis in his floaty as he's just floating along. And the commentary is hilarious. You're going to love it. And just remember, there's a good woman behind him,
that
camera, Kim.
Yeah, she's the expert.
Thanks, guys. Good talking
with you.
All right. Enjoy life. They certainly are. Kim and Doug Mervis on the Lucy Ann Lance Show, Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.